restored in the last days. But the scriptures, while foretelling this dreadful apostasy, also plainly teach that just before the second coming of Christ, many will be rescued from the darkness of error and superstition. Once more the earth is to be lightened by the glory of God. The pure truths of the Bible are to shine forth. And in this time of heavenly illumination marking the approaching end of the age, the gifts of the Spirit are again to be manifest in the true Church. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. In clear terms the prophet John speaks of the remnant, or the last church, as those who keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. In another passage the same writer gives a plain definition of what he means by the testimony of Jesus. When on one occasion John attempted to worship the angel who appeared to him in vision, the angel said, "See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God." Under similar circumstances the same angel said, as recorded in another place, "See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets." The thought expressed is the same in both these passages. In one, however, John's brethren are said to have the testimony of Jesus, in the other these brethren are called the prophets. Therefore it is the prophets who have the testimony of Jesus, and the angel who appeared to John is evidently the special messenger who conveys instruction to all the prophets, doubtless the angel Gabriel, who is mentioned as having appeared to Daniel. See, the same angel further said to John, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Comparing the Bible expression, "the testimony of Jesus," with the statement of concerning the remnant, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, we conclude that prior to Christ's second coming His true Church will be keeping His commandments, and that they will have the spirit of prophecy. The rapid fulfillment of the predictions of Holy Scripture regarding the signs and events which were to mark the closing scenes of earth's history, is a sure evidence that we are now living in the last days. Therefore, a company of Christian people who keep the commandments of God and who have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of prophecy, should today be in existence. Where may they be found?